on the way, the superstar who is speaking out against trolls who have been criticizing her for her weight. She had the best response. That's coming up in just a second. First, a J-Lo fan is so proud of J-Lo for being nominated for a Golden Globe for her role in Hustlers that he convinced a pilot to ask an entire plane full of people to watch the movie. This guy's my hero. His name is Joseph Longo. And first, he got on his flight and he tweeted that he would make sure that everyone watched Hustlers on his flight this weekend because it was one of the options.
Okay.
Next thing you know, the pilot has this announcement for the plane.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do have a special request from one of our customers, Mr. Joseph Longo. He's a well-known backup dancer for Jennifer Lopez. And as of this morning, Jennifer Lopez was nominated for a Golden Globe this morning for her work in Hustlers. Hustlers is one of our in-flight movie options. We greatly appreciate if you join us in supporting Ms. Lopez and watch Hustlers on our flight today. Thanks for your support, and we hope Jennifer wins that Oscar. Enjoy the rest of your flight.
So you have friends who pretend to be someone they're not when they go out and meet people?
Yeah,
you know?
All the time.
Yeah, well, this guy, because he's not actually one of J-Lo's backup dancers.
No way.
Yeah, but he told the pilot that he was like a backup for J-Lo or something. The next thing you know, the pilot's like, oh, one of J-Lo's amazing backup dancers is on the flight.
Well-known backup dancers.
She's really just a fan. J-Lo heard about this, though, and she tweeted, this is amazing. You can be my backup dancer any day. Thank you for the support.
Nice. What's this guy going to do if she wins a Golden Globe or wins an Oscar
Oh, it's over then. As far as the other Golden Globe nominations go, most media outlets are pointing out that despite a large amount of successful movies which were directed by women this year, none of them have received any nominations. To put this in perspective, in I think it's like 77 years the Golden Globes have been happening, only 5 women have ever been nominated for Best Director, and only one woman has ever won. It was Barbara Streisand.
Wow, you can count them on one hand. That's wild.
Bad, right? Yeah. And it was a really good year for female directors this year, too, so they definitely missed the boat on that one. The other snubs people are talking about, the movie Cats, that one has a bunch of celebrities in it, didn't get a lot of love.
Okay.
The Canadian show Schitt's Creek, which is just in its final season, and the Netflix series When They See Us, which was just heart-wrenching and was so well done, and that was a major snub this year as well. Okay, so Beyonce is speaking out about the criticism she's been receiving over her weight. I know, because she's a human being, she's a curvy one, and weight changes and fluctuates in living human breathing beings. And for some reason, of course, there's this population of online trolls who think it's their business or their place to comment and rip on her for that. So Beyonce said this. She said, children and maturity have taught her to value herself beyond her physical appearance and really understand that she's more than enough no matter what stage she's at in life. And she went on to say that giving zero bleeps is the most liberating place to be. And she was saying basically that after 15 years of fluctuations of her weight, she feels more womanly and more secure than ever before. I love her for that.
Good for her. It's so hard to do though, right? Giving zero bleeps. That's so tough to do.
It takes work.
It's a skill. Yeah. It really is.
It definitely takes work.
You don't want to give trolls more fuel for the fire, right? Sometimes like not acknowledging them is a way to go about it, but to speak out and to not be ashamed and to just say what
it's not really
said.
About the acknowledgement. It's this change that has to happen inside of you when suddenly other people's ignorant comments about you and about your body no longer trigger you like that. And she put in the work. And I know she's done some therapy too. She's come a long way and good for her because I know once you are in that place, it is super liberating because this stuff just bounces off you like nothing.
Yeah, good for her.
All right, it's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. And coming up, we've got your chance to win 4 tickets to see Disney on Ice presents Road Trip Adventures. It's going down at Place Belle from March 4th to 8th. And if you can take Sam down, those tickets are all yours. We're going to play it in about 6 minutes. Fergie up first on the Beat 92.5. Good morning.